Hello and welcome to Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Tabby.
Hey girl, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Hey, look at us.
Look at us. We're here together again.
And live.
Oh, fun.
Oh no, we're not live, but we're live and in person with one another.
Oh yes, that's true.
That's what I meant.
And I love how you're letting the dog in while we're having...
You didn't notice he started to scratch at the door? He's very demanding. He's probably like, hello, I don't know why you guys don't introduce me every time.
Right, because he's on the show. I have to literally edit his clicks and his snores out.
I know, he's so cute. He's so cute. I'm sure our friends wouldn't mind hearing a little bit of love from Link.
I know. Only if you could get him to talk.
Yeah, right?
Well, so, we're getting Maverick to talk, to say, I love you. When he yawns and he gets really tired, he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I know. I'm a dog mom. That's all I got. Don't take my joy away from me. Don't take it away. And it's mainly for Dion. Dion thinks he's talking.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say.
But well, your face says it all.
That is wonderful.
Don't fucking basic me.
How the fuck are you getting your dog to talk? Let's be real.
Dion, this is where they snuggle, because they have to snuggle in the morning and then they snuggle before they go to bed, and Dion lays in bed and spoons the dog and rubs his belly, and then Maverick lays back with all his legs out while Dion rubs his belly, and then he yawns and it sounds like he's talking. I swear to God, he sounds like he's talking.
So do you think that you've convinced yourself that he's talking, or that...
I think Dion's convinced himself that he's
right. Right. And then you're humoring him.
No, I believe that he's talking too.
Okay, so do I then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You gotta watch the video to know if we're telling
the truth.
Right. Okay, well, cool. Congratulations. That's an accomplishment.
Thank you.
So welcome to episode 21, everybody. And almost happy New Year's.
Yes.
Not in a fire alarm, that is my washing machine.
That's your washing machine or your dryer?
No, it's a washing machine.
That's weird.
The dryer will play music when it's done.
Oh, that's right. It does.
Plays a song of some sort. So, episode 21, a few days before the new year.
Yep.
So, we have fun episode planned for you guys today. We first want to give a shout out to my sister and her wife, who are celebrating 6 years of marriage today.
Yes.
So, congratulations to Charlene and Buffy. She made sure to tell us that it's 6 years of marriage. 14 years
together. Yeah. That is a huge accomplishment.
That is. It's huge. And 10 years of that was during the Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell portion of their career. So huge, huge accomplishment to make it through all of that. Marriage, I think, in
general,
yes.
That's a huge accomplishment.
So let me tell you, my sister had the best wedding. She flew to San Francisco.
Okay.
And she was going to have just a simple ceremony at the courthouse there in San Francisco. Have you ever seen the courthouse there? Very similar to maybe like the New York Public Library.
Okay.
Like a grand, beautiful hall.
Okay.
So it's some place that people go and get married and photograph all the time. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It is.
Yeah,
that's how it happens.
That's how it happens at my house. I know you go through all these steps to protect
it. And no, nothing.
Yeah, not my house. They fly out to San Francisco. My sister's going to have this simple wedding, simple gown. Sherlyn is typically in cargo shorts and a t-shirt every day. She went to go try on dresses, and Buffy is texting me, and she's like, it's getting worse. Like, I had sent Sherlyn like this T-length dress that she was going to wear, and then before you knew it, the dresses were getting bigger and bigger, and Sherlyn's like swishing and the thing like,
oh my goodness.
So she ended up in a beautiful wedding gown,
aww,
which then meant the simple wedding turned into needing hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Of course, Big Sis wasn't there to help her.
Right.
Buffy wore, I think, white pants and a pink shirt and a pink tie.
Nice.
They looked so beautiful. Hired a limo, hired a professional photographer.
Yep.
Have these beautiful pictures all through San Francisco.
Oh, that's awesome.
Made me think about, on the Red Table Talk the other day, they talked about big weddings and whether or not you should do it.
No, you shouldn't.
So I had a big wedding.
Did you?
And I agree with you, is that what Jada Pinkett Smith said is, maybe at 5 years, at your 5 years wedding celebration,
right,
have a big wedding. Because a lot of people don't make it
no,
to
they
five
don't.
Years.
And that's a lot of fucking money.
It is.
That you could have spent on your honeymoon or a down payment on your first house.
You Most know. Importantly, the first house. Nate and I spent $25,000.
On your wedding?
Yes. Of our
Holy
own
shit.
Our own money.
Right.
In cash. So no credit. It's, I'm not paying.
Wow.
So
that was cool. That actually, kudos for doing that on your own, right?
Well, it took 19 months. My sister was deployed or had found out the week that we got engaged that she was going to be deployed for a year.
Okay.
So, of course, I wasn't going to get married without my little sister. So we had 19 months to pay these things off and pay off. But still, $25,000.
That's a lot of money.
Right. Because then we bought
a
house.
For a party.
Yeah. We bought a house a few years later and had to come up with $20,000,
right.
You know? So I think people should wait. I love the way my sister did it. I would probably
Simple.
Change it. Yeah. And, I mean, she has everything that we did, which is the beautiful pictures
mm-hmm.
and a beautiful, better background
yeah.
for a fraction of the cost.
Right. Because it's really, it all boils down to the pictures.
Yeah. 100%. If anybody ever complains about how much money you're spending on a photographer, that's where you should be spending
the
money. The
three places you should spend money is the photographer, the hair, and the makeup.
For real.
That is it. Everything else can be Judoff.
Yes. I don't know what that means, but
cheaper. Like, so,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, don't spend so much on the catering because people expect shitty food at a wedding.
And I don't even know what I served at my wedding.
I remember, but I fucking got a great deal. I found a food truck that did weddings, and they charged me for 75 people $1,900, and it included unlimited drinks. They came with all the silverware, the dishes. All the food was cooked fresh right there. They had a kids' menu. They gave me vegan options for
mm-hmm.
certain people. They even gave me a special menu for my mom because she's so picky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had it all set up, and he was right there, and it wasn't loud or obnoxious from the engine,
mm-hmm.
and it was perfect. So people just went up, they
oh,
ordered
yeah,
their food,
nice.
And
yeah.
they went back. There was no fuss. There was no cleanup. He
right.
just drove away with all the shit.
And I love that people have been, like, I've seen food trucks or taco trucks or donut trucks or,
yeah.
I think my niece and nephew had, like, a popcorn bar, and
right.
I love all of that stuff over then. I think that besides having lumpia,
what?
We had a tradition, lumpia Filipina egg rolls,
oh,
basically.
Okay.
I had that as an appetizer at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I don't remember anything.
I didn't even get to eat.
I definitely ate.
No, I got, the girls got me accidentally so drunk that I had, and no food was given to me while I was upstairs, and all the wine and the champagne kept
right.
coming and coming, but no food was like, guys, I gotta eat, I'm drunk, I'm not gonna make it down the aisle.
I think I'm so lucky that I didn't actually drink back then the way I did up until a year ago, because I probably wouldn't have made it through my fucking wedding.
Right.
I would have been like that bride on, have you ever seen 16 Candles?
Yes.
And she's having a menstrual cramp.
And she took the muscle relaxer.
And she sits down in a fucking pew and she's like
rubbing
her face.
Yeah.
And
everyone's like, well, don't say that she just started her period and screaming out, the whole fucking church heard it.
That would have been me. Like, don't tell everybody that she just, what the fuck is that? There goes another alarm. So, hey, why don't you, because we're starting the new year, I'm going to hit pause on that. Give a shout out for the book, because
oh, yes.
everybody might be starting their book club and they might need something. Let me turn this
on. Okay, perfect. So my book is called The Burden of Trust, and it is about an arrogant actor who accidentally falls head over heels for a lesbian with a dark and twisted past. It is available on Amazon, and it is a great book for a book club or just something new to read in the new year, and it's available in paperback and ebook format, and I am currently in the process of turning it into an audiobook as well, so that hopefully will be available sometime in 2020.
Perfect.
Yep.
And I think it would be fun if we all read it together and then maybe asked you some questions
okay.
why you took a character a certain direction, or because
yeah.
I've never had that experience.
So basically bring me on my own podcast as an interview?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, okay.
I mean, I've never had the opportunity to talk to an author and ask them why they went in this direction and chose this path for this person or why this person wasn't as strong of a character or something like that. So I think we should do it.
Okay.
Encourage our listeners to read it and
I like it.
Come up with some questions they might have for you.
Okay.
And then questions they might have about the second book.
Okay.
That you can tease us with if possible.
Oh, I can always tease you.
So, well, Happy New Year's, everybody. It's a couple days before New Year's. So we want to talk about how are you celebrating New Year's Eve?
Not doing a damn thing, and I am happy about it.
It's nice, right? It's peaceful to be able to say that.
Yes. The only thing I do for New Year's Eve is I make some black-eyed peas, and that's it. I just spend the day relaxing, having a good time, watching TV, and just chilling with my family, and that's it.
Right. And then, do you eat that food on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
Okay.
So you start New Year's Eve, I soak the beans and pre-cook
you're
the
not
ham
making the stuff in the can.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
It requires the fresh beans, which you have to soak and prepare. You have to peel all the potatoes and chop it up. And, you know, you have to make your broth beforehand. And then you cook it the New Year's Day.
Oh,
it's
that's
a process.
A lot.
Yeah. But it's so good.
That's a lot. Do you make greens too?
No, I don't eat greens.
Okay.
But my mom did. So we had greens.
Right.
In the house growing up.
Is that something that, because we were talking about this yesterday, so Tabby grew up in Northern Virginia,
right.
And I grew up in Eastern Virginia. I don't consider Virginia Beach the South, and I would question
yet
to our
southerner,
listeners.
Even though it's more south of Virginia.
It is, yeah.
Northern Virginia.
Virginia is obviously south of the Mason-Dixon, so it's considered part of the Confederacy and
yes.
a southern state. But I don't think that we were raised in Virginia Beach as southerners. So, I mean, I question our listeners that are from Virginia Beach. Do you guys agree or disagree with me? Because now that I live in the South, I realize that I wasn't raised as a Southerner. But maybe it was just my parents.
I think it could be just your parents. Because I don't consider Florida to be a Southern culture state. Because it's such a state full of transplants.
Well, I think a big difference is I wouldn't say that Florida from maybe, I would just say Orlando South
is not. Right.
But North Florida where we live, Hilliard, Callahan, some of the panhandle is definitely
Southern and redneck.
Right, exactly. So I would agree, South Florida, different world, which is why I feel like Virginia Beach was
kind of like your
different
South Florida.
World. Yeah, and also Virginia Beach is one of the major military bases,
right?
And so it had so many different bases that I think, like what you were saying, there's so many transplants there that maybe that's why the Southern traditions and weren't there in Virginia Beach.
Could be. But what's interesting is I grew up right down the street from Quantico Marine Base, right where the FBI Academy is.
Right.
So we had a lot of transplants, but I guess they mainly stayed on base. So they weren't really there, but no, I mean, lots of military where I grew up, but like you said, it could be my mom, because my mom was born and raised in Virginia, down in Fredericksburg. Her mother, born and raised in Fredericksburg and stayed in Virginia, so.
That might be it. So
we didn't
eat black-eyed peas and greens and ham growing up until I moved here, and then was told by my in-laws that we had to eat it for good luck. So now we eat it. It's a great meal.
Yeah.
Now I didn't realize all that work went into the
beans. Yes. Because you can't just have any Southerner. If you put canned beans in front of any proper Southerner, they will turn it away.
Really?
Yes. It's like an insult. Like in my house growing up, we never ate instant mashed potatoes. It was an insult.
Right.
Like my mom never had fake mashed potatoes like out of the box.
Right. Yeah.
Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Potatoes. You take the time, you cook them, you make them proper.
I understand that. The way that we were raised was kind of the same. And then, I mean, I think I shared this story before. It was the moment that my stepmother actually served us fake mashed potatoes. She cried. She felt like she had failed us. But they were fucking delicious, so I wasn't mad at it.
I know. And I've gotten to the point where I'm like, well, let's just pick up some Bob Evans. They say they're real potatoes, so
yeah,
it's
whatever's
not cheesy.
Easiest, right?
Yes.
So celebrating New Year's Eve, again, we're not doing anything. We kind of used to flip between going out and spending all night out and then at home with our kids or family and friends here. either way, it ended up just being a big drinking fest. Yes. And so...
might as well just stay home and drink.
Yeah. We're staying home, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. We'll see if anything changes. But right now, I don't have any better invitations. And
well, you should come to the farm.
No, I can't. I got to leave the next day.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to Virginia. The next day, it's the anniversary of my dad's death. So we're going up there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've bullied my sister into coming, so I'm excited to get to see my sister and my stepmoms. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, kind of put a close on this last year, I think. So I wrote down some of the 12 weird traditions throughout the country, or the world. So Spain, they eat 12 grapes, one each month, to secure prosperity.
So you mean one for each month? They eat it all at one time.
They eat one grape for 12 months consecutively to secure prosperity.
So once a month they eat a grape?
One grape.
But what happens if they eat more than one grape?
I don't know. I don't know if that's considered greed.
Maybe.
Or extra prosperity.
But what happens if it's in wine? Does that count? Because those are grapes.
It showed a picture of a grape.
Like an actual grape.
In a wine glass, but it showed a picture of a grape. So, Mexico and Brazil, the color of your panties will determine the kind of year you have. Red was for romance, yellow for wealth and success, and so on.
I need to buy me some yellow panties.
I know. That's the one that that's why I wrote red down, is that, or the yellow, is that I don't think I own a pair of yellow underwear.
No, I don't think I do either. I'm gonna now.
I'm going to. Wealth and success. In Germany, they melt lead. And then pour it into cold water, and the shape will determine your year when it hardens. So a ball signifies luck, that it will roll your way.
Okay.
Crown shape of some sort, I guess if it pokes up when it's sinking and hardens, is representative of a crown, which equals wealth. And then if it becomes a cross, it equals death. I feel like the Germans are kind of fucking cheating, because no matter what, I feel like it's going to end up as a ball.
Kind of, because it should technically do the same thing over and over because it's physics.
Right, and then they're pouring it from a spoon into water.
Right.
I feel like they've just kind of set themselves up for things to always roll their way. They might still be a little mad from the results of those wars. Mm. And because
they keep losing them.
Right, so I think that's cheating. The Danish, they throw plates against their friends' walls to signify the new year and to bring good luck.
Huh.
So if we come to the farm for New Year's, I'm going to just start throwing your fucking dishes around.
You throw my dishes around, you're cleaning up the fucking mess.
Yeah, somebody has to clean all that up.
Yeah, and it's not going to be me because I didn't get to throw it. Because next year I'm coming to your house and throwing your fucking dishes.
Like, I would definitely be the mom that was like, we're not doing this anymore. We got to clean shit up.
No,
we're not doing that.
You're making extra work for me.
So, I like this one. In Naples, their motto is out with the old. So, they throw things out their windows, furniture, and it says from toasters to fridge off their balconies, and they buy new ones. So, the idea is to get out with the old shit, in with the new shit.
Literally. Like, even the big expensive things.
Yes. You imagine, like, first of all, is there a window?
Big enough.
No, I'm talking about a window of time. Because that's a fucking minefield. You're walking down the street and a fucking refrigerator falls on you. That's from a cartoon in the 80s. Remember when the fucking safes used to always fall on the Roadrunner?
Right.
That's what's happening.
Or it would never hit the Roadrunner. It'd be the coyote. Remember, the coyote would push it.
Oh, yeah, the
trying
bad guy.
To get the Roadrunner, and the Roadrunner would miss it, and then the coyote would get hit with his own safe.
So that's what's happening. So there has to be, like, a time of... Okay, from 10 to 12 today.
Don't go outside.
Right, because we're going to be throwing shit out our windows.
That's the craziest thing. You would think Naples would have a better economy, considering everybody's got to rebuy all their shit every
year.
That's
true, right?
And, like, can you imagine pushing your big-ass fridge out that window?
They said off their balconies.
So they got to get through a sliding glass door and up and over? Okay, their fridge must be, like, this big. Like, tiny 1940s ice boxes or something.
It's possible, but I think it's great. I think it's absolutely crazy. I kind of like the idea of it, but, again, I would end up being lazy. Yeah. And I'm not buying a new fucking fridge because somebody said to throw it out the window. Has Mr. and Mrs. Smith down the street actually received good luck since they got rid of their fridge and had to spend $1,700 on a new one?
Right. That's
probably not.
No, I'm pretty sure they're just like, we're going to donate our old clothes.
Right.
That's well, I guess that's the American way, right?
Right. So obviously in the U.S. we have the ball drop.
Yes.
Which we saw the ball when we were in New York. It's now a permanent fixture in New York. It used to be delivered at a certain time of year. Now it's always there. It's much littler than we imagined.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, the TV makes everything look bigger.
Right.
Including our asses.
Yeah, right. In Boise, they have a potato drop.
It's not surprising.
I know.
I'm not shocked.
It's so basic. It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's
Idaho.
It's
what do you expect?
So, like, and I don't mean, like, basic bitch-wise, but it's not,
no,
like,
it is kind of basic bitch.
Well, I don't think potatoes are, but I think it's like the only thing they could think of. Like, it's such a hometown love of potatoes, or however they talk about it. Brasstown, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they drop a possum.
A dead possum or a live possum?
It didn't say, but I'm curious.
They drop a possum?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Like,
right.
Does everyone drop a possum or do they like take it up on a crane and then drop the possum?
It just said possum in parentheses.
Maybe. Feel free to Google it, people.
I'm hoping it's a fake possum. Maybe it's a stuffed animal.
I'm sure it's a real possum.
That's freaking inhumane. That possum didn't do shit to them.
Oh, please. Those little fuckers will be fine. All right.
If they're not cats.
All right. How about this? Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They drop a 200-pound marshmallow peep.
Do they eat it afterwards?
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool. You get to go watch it drop and then you get to go eat it.
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know if they eat it.
Have you ever put a peep in the fireplace and then ate it?
No, I'm not a fan of peeps.
Neither am I.
Does it taste like marshmallows?
A little bit. It's not as good as a burnt marshmallow, but they're pretty good.
My older sister in Baltimore, they have like a peep store where you can buy different flavors. And she and my dad's 60th birthday, we had a family camping trip and reunion. And she brought all these peeps that come in different flavors.
Okay.
And use that in place of the marshmallow. Now, I didn't eat it, but all the kids did, and they said that it was freaking delicious.
Really? Well, I think kids like peeps. Like, I don't like peeps. I never liked peeps.
Do you like marshmallows plain?
Yes.
Like, without roasting them?
No.
So, that's, we have, like, fire pit movie nights out back with our neighbors, and one night we were roasting marshmallows. Our neighbor, Niall, ate a raw marshmallow, and Erica was grossed out by it. But I eat raw marshmallows.
I did as a kid. Like, it doesn't gross me out, but if I'm going to eat a marshmallow and I'm going to consume the sugar and the calories, I'm sticking that bitch in a fire and I'm letting it roast. Oh, not nice and tan. I mean, it is burnt to a fucking crisp.
I burn mine too.
I love it. And then you peel it off and then you eat it and then you re-stick it back in the fire and you re-burn it and then you do it again. I like to see how many times I can re-burn it.
That's funny. That's smart though. So that makes me think about, like, raw, because, I mean, let's be honest, marshmallow isn't raw, but in my mind, that's how we think about it. I don't eat raw, what are they called? Pop-Tarts, either.
Oh, no?
I won't eat it raw. It has to go in the toaster, or I feel like I might as well bite a cold fucking chicken.
It depends on the flavor for me. Like, if it's cherry or strawberry or any fruit flavor, I'll eat it raw if I have to.
Right.
But if it's a s'mores one, no, it's got to go into
I love the s'mores one.
Because then the chocolate and the marshmallow, they get all warm and gooey and they melt into each other. And that's the way it's supposed to be consumed. But otherwise, no, I can eat it raw.
What about a bagel?
No, you got to put that fucker in the toaster.
Me too. I don't eat those raw.
No, you can't eat those raw. That's just weird.
I know. And there's some people that think that's weird, but I will not eat a raw bagel.
No, they have to be toasted.
You might as well bite into a loaf of bread.
Or some gooey dough.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty gooey before they get in the toaster.
So I guess some people are just strange about certain things like that. But right. I wonder if you guys have any foods that you won't eat, in quotation, raw, let us know. Any New Year's resolutions?
I really haven't done them yet, but the one that is main, it goes back to the, I think it was the last episode, the weight loss challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Is just to get myself a little bit healthier and drop some pounds and get a little more active.
Okay, so I have on here for 2020 goals that you and I talked about it privately yesterday, and I
mm-hmm.
thought we'd just talk about it a little more here, is that you had mentioned about how you set goals for yourself and that you felt like sometimes you set it too high.
Right.
And so then we were talking about how to, because this is my fear, is that some people will say, well, I'm going to lose weight in 2020. And then when they only lose 5 to 8, 12 pounds,
mm-hmm.
that then they take that as a failure where it's
oh.
not specific. That's not a failure.
No.
In my book.
Right. Because I would like to get down to 135 pounds, which is 15 pounds.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
I think I need to do the math without telling. Wait, because I'm 153. 18 pounds. Okay. 18
pounds.
So let's just go with 20 pounds.
Talk to me. Tell us a little bit, like what you were saying about how you define success.
So like we were talking about last night, you know, my biggest mental block is that when people were saying about success, and when I find that this thing is successful or that thing, when I think of success, normally my mind immediately goes into financial success,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily personal success or growth success. And it makes me feel like I put all this additional pressure on myself. I end up stressing myself out so bad that I end up failing. And then I'm sabotaging myself.
Yeah, don't you feel like it probably makes you feel disappointed in yourself?
Right, absolutely. Like I'm a failure.
Right. So then Tabby and I were talking last night and saying that, you know, that we need to redefine your definition of success.
Yes.
Because, you know, it feels like that you're, like you said, self-sabotaging yourself, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If you're only measuring success on money or gross income or whatever
mm-hmm.
it might be, that success is measurable in so many different other
ways,
right? Like for me, like we were talking specifically about like, so I have personally and then business wise would be our podcast is, you know, success for me in this podcast is the fact that people are still listening.
Right.
Right.
That we haven't scared them off.
Yeah. That we've been posting an episode every month or every week since August. And people have listened to every single one. And that to me is success.
Right.
Right. If people are giving 2 hours of their time to us.
Mm-hmm.
That is measurable success.
Yes, it is.
That we're enjoying it.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
That I want to continue to make a podcast that the two of us are enjoying.
Right.
That we're obtaining something from it, whether it's therapeutic or entertainment or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, that is success to me, right? That I want if eventually this podcast becomes some huge, giant financial benefit, wonderful.
Right.
But truly my success and my goal is to keep putting out content and conversations that people want to have with us and feel like it's something that they want to keep investing their time into.
Right.
Which we all know how limiting time is, right?
Oh, my
For
gosh.
People to give us their time,
yes.
What a compliment.
Right. It really, really is.
So I think when it comes to making resolutions and goals, what's most important is really nailing it
mm-hmm.
down, right?
You have to be very specific.
Right. Because if you say you're just going to lose weight, if you say you're going to exercise in 2020, well, what does that look like?
Right.
If you say you're going to be, well, I'll say something that I've failed at. Every year I put down that I want to be a better wife.
Okay.
But I'm not putting specifically what I want to do
to be a better wife.
Better. Right.
Right.
Like there's definitely areas of improvement.
Like
that,
giving your husband a hug.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been doing all right about that. But I mean, I'll nail it down a little more.
Okay.
Not committing to anything at the moment. But there's definitely areas of improvement where I need to say I'm going to do X, Y, Z rather than just better wife.
Right.
Because then it's trackable and I can remind myself, well, are you giving him hugs every day? Are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
next episode, we should come back with some goals.
Okay. Some personally, real goals.
Yeah. Personal goals
okay.
and podcast goals.
All right. I like it.
And I challenge our listeners to do the same thing. It's the beginning of the year. There's no reason to put it off. Just do it. Start thinking about what you want your 2020 to be better. The great thing is that they can be little things. Like,
right.
I'm going to put my shoes away every day in 2020.
Yes. The goals don't have to be these big, huge, elaborate goals because in the end, when you make those type of goals, you end up failing because they're too big instead of breaking them down into smaller goals.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's hear our goals. We're going to come up with our accountability group.
Yes.
And get that started for 2020 as well. So Tabby and I are in town together.
Yep.
We had our ladies' night evening.
It was an evening.
We had our gift exchange last night with three of our very close friends,
yep.
our hashtag family, as we'll call it.
And let the shit begin.
So first of all, we all looked fabulous. Everybody looked great.
And you know what I realized? Nobody got a picture of any of us.
I know, I realized.
We got a picture of the gifts.
Right.
But that was it.
But you know what I kind of like about that? So even the last few events that Doe and Jen and I have all attended,
mm-hmm.
we haven't been taking a ton of pictures. But that's because we've really been in the moment.
Right.
Like most of us, besides telling Jen to take a picture of this awesome planner. That
yes, that Natalie got me. And it's so perfect for me. Carve fucking DM. Amazing.
Right. Besides taking out a camera to take a picture of this, that says
just
happy
fucking holidays, guys.
Right. None of us were on our phone.
Oh, look. Speaking of our goals, it goes monthly goals. Damn it.
Yeah. And then it says another fucking list. And
fuck's sake.
Like it's a 2020 planner with like funny cuss words in it and stickers that say,
oh my gosh, this is perfect. New Year's Day, it says a hangover from hell. And then January 2nd, where's all this fucking glitter from?
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. And then the stickers in the back say, payday bitches, pay your fucking bills, fix your shit. Damn project due, party time, fucking doctor, someone's fucking birthday, another shitty meeting. I guess I can't put that on Wednesdays, right? Because that's our podcast.
Yeah, where's the one that says someone's fucking birthday? Will you go ahead and put
yeah.
one of them on June 14th?
Oh, yes.
That's Sabrina's birthday.
And Donald Trump's.
And Donald Trump's birthday.
So do I put two stickers there?
Yeah, just put one. Okay. We're one giant asshole.
June 14th.
So, talking about fresh out of fuck. Is that June?
I don't know. It's
April.
That's,
what does June say?
I gotta find it.
July. That one said fancy as fuck.
June. All right, June. Find a fancy
oh,
as
fuck.
Oh,
that's fancy as fuck.
That's kind of
so
appropriate.
Okay, so wait. First, fast forward to the end of the night. So we get dressed up. We go out to dinner. I come home and I say I'm changing into my pajamas. What did I look like when I walked out of
you
her?
You look like a fucking hobo.
I mean, she was wearing sweatpants, three sizes too big, that were rolled up to her fucking knees. Both legs, mind you. And this funky t-shirt.
The pockets were out.
Oh, yes, and the pockets were out. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And an old fishing long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And my Uggs, because they're all fuzzy.
Oh yes, and she put her Uggs on.
That's what I look like when I'm inside my house.
Yes, it is definitely two separate Sabrinas.
So my makeup was still all done.
And your hair was done.
My hair was done, but I look like a hobo.
Oh, you definitely look like a hobo.
That is, I'm all about comfy clothes as soon as I walk through the store.
Yes, you are.
Which is why my shoes end up everywhere in the kitchen, because everything starts coming off.
Right.
And I head to my room and put on comfy clothes of some sort. Oh. So those are actually the sweatpants I want to be buried in.
Nice.
And I've told my family that.
You think they're going to survive?
Oh, yeah, those sweatpants are at least 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, those are, Nate calls them my ultra sexy sweatpants.
Ultra sexy?
Yeah, because they're anything but ultra
yep.
sexy.
Yes, they are.
I love them. I go hunting for them. Especially I'm on my period. Nobody wants to be in confining
no,
clothes.
Not at all.
Not at all. So, evening is going great. Went A great night out, sitting at dinner, post a picture of the planner you get.
Yes.
And Natalie had to leave early, which not too early. We'd been there forever.
I know, because the service sucked.
Yeah, but
food was great. Service sucked.
She was exhausted and had to get home. So then, oh no, before she leaves, a visitor walks in.
No.
Yeah, she was there.
No, she left.
No, she was there. You remember? Because we were coaching you down.
Oh, that's right. Because I was taking my earrings off.
Yes.
I was about to start a fight.
So we don't want to name any names, but a friend of ours at the table has been dating on and off. Well, no, they've been dating since almost a year, right?
Right.
Openly dating, not exclusively dating one another.
Right.
He has somebody else. She's had somebody else. It's an open understanding.
Right.
However, the way that this goes is that the men are okay with the situation.
Until
the girl has somebody else.
Oh, cool.
And now she's a slut. Now she's doing something wrong.
Yep.
Now he shows up
with another girl.
With his other girl to our dinner and sits at the bar behind us.
Yes, he does.
We're not going to mention his name, anybody's name, but
other than he's a fucktard.
Right. So then Tabby's like, oh, fuck no.
Who's this
other girl? You yelled the word twat.
I called her a twat. I'm
in
like,
because we were like, we're not going to say anything. We're going to be the ladies that we are. Like, Natalie and I are trying to talk you down. Like, we're not going to do anything. And Tabby's taking off her fucking hoops. And she was like, well, I'm not going to say anything to him, but I could definitely say something to that twat over there. And we're like, no.
And mind you guys, this is a fancy restaurant. We're all dressed up and I don't give a shit.
Right.
I'm like, I am calling out some shit. In this restaurant.
Thankfully, the restaurant was loud, and I don't think he heard, because the last thing we wanted to do was give him the attention he wanted.
I was going to give him some attention.
So, meanwhile, he had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and our friend Doe got up to go to the bathroom. She didn't tell us that she went there to stalk him out.
I know. It was so awesome.
So gangster, the two of you.
Right?
So you don't fucking...
We don't fuck around with this shit.
Right, because we could tell that our friend was upset.
Yes.
She was quieter than she normally was. She was really trying to hold it together. So Doe goes to stalk him in the one stall bathroom, and she's like, propped herself up with this mean gangster lean,
right,
and ready to be like, oh, what a coincidence you're here. Door opens, and it's some
strange woman
who's now looking at her like, do we got a problem here?
Right.
So then Toe comes back to the table. Then Natalie leaves.
Right. Because Toe's like, I made it to the wrong fucking...
Right. We're almost finishing up. He pays his bill.
Which, by the way, he only came in for a drink because he saw the menu prices and couldn't afford them.
Right.
So that tells you what kind of guy.
Right. Well, the truth of the matter is he only showed up to embarrass our friend.
Yes.
He didn't come there to eat dinner. He drove 40 minutes out of his way to come to a restaurant that she knew she was going to be at with a girl and was hoping to embarrass or upset her. And when we did not give him the audience that he wanted for that hour that he was sitting there,
right,
he decided to come up to our table.
As he was leaving.
Right. So he comes up to the table and Doe says, oh,
how are you? Oh my God, it's been so long.
So meanwhile, while this conversation is going on to our left, Tabby and I and our friend are still talking. We're not even acknowledging him.
No, not this.
We're letting Doe and him have this silly...
Or as Doe says, she was going in the back
door. She said she was going to the back door. She was playing good cop. What did he do? Because he looked at us and he said something to us.
Oh, no. He wanted to introduce the girl to us.
Oh, yeah. He said hi. He said, hi, Jen.
And you were like,
oh, whoops.
We're just having a conversation.
Right. And then he looked at me and said, hi, how are you? And I said, we're having a private dinner here.
Right.
And you're not invited and you need to leave.
Yes.
And he said, well, do you know so-and-so? And pointed to the girl. And I said, yes, I'm well aware of who she is. And, well, do you know
about
her? And he's trying to allude to something private. And I said, yes. And Jen said, yes.
Yes. She goes, they know about these other people.
Right. That she's been dating. Where he's trying to basically...
Shame her
and embarrass her in front of her friends. So that kind of happened for like 15 seconds because we were like, yes, yes. And then I put up my hand.
Yes, you did.
And I said, anyways, Jen, go ahead. What were we saying? And we continued our conversation. Mm-hmm. So then he was now standing there like,
what the fuck just happened? He had no idea. Wow. So when he walked over, he was very unsure and very insecure about himself because I could tell in his mannerisms, right?
He wasn't his confident, normal self. Yes, correct. I would say that.
So he was nervous about trying to show her up and then quickly realized it was backfiring.
Right.
Because I don't know if he thought she was only going to be there with one other friend or something like that. But when he realized there was, four of us?
Mm-hmm.
And we all turned on him. He was like, whoa.
I think more than anything, too, is I don't have any doubts that he knew who was all going to be there because they had had a pleasant conversation in the morning, which is why he knew where she was going to be and where she's going to be at
right.
that night. But I don't think we reacted the way he wanted us to.
Yeah.
He wanted a scene. He wanted her to be upset the moment that he came in with another girl. When we ignored all of that
mm-hmm.
and never even approached him. And he was literally sitting 6 to 10 feet away from us.
Oh, I know.
He might as well have been at our table. And we were laughing and having a good time, which I'm sure bothered him even more, right? And then when he came up and was then hoping to embarrass her in front of her friends, I don't think that he got there. We were very calm.
Right. He didn't get the embarrassment.
Right. Doe was super friendly. Was, you know, asking how he's doing, haven't seen you in a long time.
Right.
And then when he tried to address us, we just said,
no.
Yeah, we're not doing this. This is a private dinner and you're not invited to it.
Exactly.
Have a good evening. And we just continue talking. And so then he's standing there with his fucking dick in his hand, doesn't know what to do. And
his soft lip dick.
So then he just sauntered off. Is that a word?
He just trailed off with his tail between his legs.
Right. And what we did even better is that as he walked away, first of all, none of us looked at him. So I didn't even see him leave. And we didn't even talk about it until we finished our conversation. Which means he didn't get the privilege of looking back and seeing us reach over and check on our friend. It literally looked like it did not bother us.
Right.
At all.
Well, because in the truth, it didn't.
It didn't. Right.
Because
we didn't allow him the power that he wanted over her.
Because this was a mind-fucking, and he lost.
Right. Now, what do you think about, and I have this down here, is that my thoughts on the other girl is that I don't know women
mm-hmm.
or any woman that should. I'm fine with open relationships. I think that people are adults and you can make the decisions that you want. And
right.
sometimes openly dating is just what somebody's good at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not monogamous people. And when you're able to admit that that's okay. That avoids cheating and lying and trying to be somebody that you're not. What I'm not okay with is this woman not having any self-worth or value in herself. That she's
mm-hmm.
going to allow a man to take her out 40 minutes away, buy her a drink with the only purpose of not wanting to spend time with you, but that he
wants to embarrass another woman.
Right. And you're going to stand there and be okay with it.
No, I don't think she's okay with it. I think what's happening here is a very sad case of insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
She is a very insecure woman. You know, we did learn that they have been together on and off 12 years. She lives with him. So he is a manipulator.
Right.
And he has found a weaker personality, has taken advantage of it, and she has gotten herself trapped.
Right.
And she is probably not strong enough, mentally strong enough, to walk away from it.
Right.
And it's really, really fucking sad because women like that give men like him a reason to do what they do.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. And there was a moment like when he was like, oh, do you know so-and-so? And I looked at her and I said, I know who she is. Then I almost said something like a next line to that. And, you know, and you need to fucking get your life together or you need to find your self-confidence and give that a fucking shot. But it's not my job to do that. Our girlfriend matters to me.
Correct.
If our girlfriend was doing that to herself, then we step in as friends. But that girl's on her fucking own.
Right. Because, she's not in our tribe. We don't know her. We don't know her story. We don't know her background. We don't know what is going on with her. Our friend was in that situation we would be in there to support her. And we don't know if she has friends,
right,
that are helping her with that or try to help her with that. And she continued to ignore them and go down the same path over and over because not everyone is savable.
Right. Yeah, true. So there, the other thing it makes me think about is last week or a couple weeks ago when I said that one of my colleagues or male friends had said that I was intimidating,
mm-hmm.
that this is the part that it comes to my benefit.
Well, yes.
Because I don't think he was willing to fuck with me.
No.
In that moment. I wasn't smiling. I wasn't.
You have that resting bitch face that can be very scary if you're not prepared for
right.
it. Like that day that Colton was helping us do the video, you just were like, yeah, like,
yeah.
I can't even do it because
I just became very serious and I just said, we're having a private conversation
and you need to fucking leave.
Right. I didn't even cuss at him.
No,
that's how
no.
It literally was, we're having a private conversation or a private dinner and you're not invited and you need to leave.
Correct. And I was like, you might want to tend to your date.
Right.
So not if you go focus on her.
Right, where it's a benefit for me at times to be intimidating, and I don't mind having it. I much rather would have handled it that way rather than we would have looked crazy if we all started screaming.
Oh, well, of course.
And then we would have looked like the trashy ones when he was the one out of line.
Right, exactly.
That moves me.
That's kind of like a Real Housewives.
It is. That's
scenario.
Why I told you that I think the Real Housewives, like, it's everybody's real fucking life. The difference is they have more fucking money than us.
And they handle it a lot worse than we do.
Well, they do, right? Is that, and I think it helps, too, that, well, I mean, we have been drinking. So I think it really is just our character of what, I would never show my ass.
We all had one drink.
Right.
Well, not you. But.
Yeah. I would never show my ass out in public like that at a restaurant where I take colleagues or meet friends never.
Right.
So whatever he was expecting to see from us, where he's seen us before all drinking and fun and crazy,
mm-hmm.
you don't know who the fuck you're dealing with.
No.
And there's multiple sides and multiple layers to a woman, and you just got to see one that you weren't expecting.
Exactly.
So then that made me think about something that you and I had talked about in the beginning of the day,
yeah.
and then that I reminded our friend of, and that's of somebody like this, his intent was to upset her and embarrass her.
So and shame her.
Right. That makes me think about, like, if you're dating somebody and you send, let's say, nude photos. You take nude selfies of yourself, or you take photos having sex together or videos together,
right.
which when you're in a relationship, there's nothing wrong with that. Now it's gone south. What happens if this type of person or type of man then releases these items
correct.
Out to the public.
So my personal policy on this
mm-hmm.
is you don't fucking do it
right.
at all. I was in a long distance relationship at one point, and we were exclusive, and we would Skype
mm-hmm.
and we would do stuff
yeah.
over Skype. But my face would never be in it
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never show any of my body parts. Like, he could hear me.
Right.
But he could not see, like, anything
right.
that could be used. And we were an exclusive relationship. I have been with Dion for 6 years. He has gotten one picture, and my face is not in it, and
right.
it has yet been deleted. I do not give consent to that. I don't videotape. There's no pictures. There's no nothing. Because if it's not there, it cannot be used against you at any time.
Right.
That's just my personal policy.
Mm-hmm. I think the scary thing is that, you know, it's not everybody's policies the same. Like for Nate, it's definitely a hard no. And it's more about the not trusting me, but
right.
not trusting the cloud, the internet, this
exactly,
or that.
Exactly. Because someone could easily fucking hack
right.
into your shit and expose it. So, and I totally agree with Nate, because if you don't put it out there, it can't come back to you. Like, if you don't say shit, right, you don't record
right.
it, nobody knows, and then it doesn't come back to bite you in the ass.
Right. So I think, you know, yesterday we were talking about the congresswoman that...
Katie Hill.
Yeah, Katie Hill, that had images of her released by who they believe is her ex-husband.
Right.
And again, it was done to embarrass and shame her, because then a woman who is doing these sexual acts is a slut, where a man is just a man or a boy is being a boy. And there's some guilt and shame that's associated with our sexuality.
Well, and I agree. And I'm just going to put this out there. So when a politician does that with a subordinate, he's turned into a sexist, mm-hmm. and, you know, he has his own male version of the
right.
shaming
I'm
as
I'm talking
well.
More just outside of politics.
Okay.
It's just in general is that women are slut-shamed more than men.
Yes.
You know, men
absolutely.
Are being men and
boys will be boys,
right.
and I fucking hate that line.
Right.
It's such a huge double standard.
Right. And so then, I don't know specifically the laws to protect, but I know, like you said, where you don't consent to releasing those photos, that I know that, not that I know, but I think there are some measurements in place that could charge somebody with releasing those photos of you.
Yes, because you have to sign, and I don't know what the new laws are, but about 10 years ago, you could not release a video on the internet
mm-hmm.
or anywhere or on air of anybody, even somebody who was an extra in the background, without them having signed a consent release form.
Right.
And I don't really know what it is today, because with your phones and everything, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it used to be.
Right.
So, and if you don't sign a consent release form, you're saying, I don't consent to this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold me accountable.
You know what I also like, and this is something that I tried to warn my own kid about, is that, you know, with technology and phones, minors are sending dick pics, or I don't know, do girls send pictures of their vagina?
Right.
I don't know if they do.
No, yep, the girls do it too.
That I warned him about receiving these images and then sharing them, because they can be charged. If you're sharing a picture of a minor, even if you are a minor,
mm-hmm.
then you're sharing child pornography.
Correct, because it's a minor.
Right, and so even if you're thinking of them as your peers, this is your 16-year-old friend, this is your 15-year-old friend, this is your girlfriend, but now you're sending her picture to a group of other boys,
right.
you are now sharing child pornography.
Right, which is a federal crime.
Right, great. I think that's fucking awesome.
I think it's amazing.
And I wish that more boys would get caught and be charged with that, because again, it's a way to shame and embarrass those females.
Right.
The boys are all sitting there laughing at something that they're doing themselves.
Correct. And there needs to be responsibility. There needs to be consequences, because what that does is when they get away with it at such a young age and there are no consequences, they turn into like this douchebag who thinks he can go on and treat women this way throughout the rest of his life.
Right. Like that was probably one of my biggest concerns is, what if we weren't a table of girlfriends last night? What if we were, she is a business professional and was at a table with vendors, colleagues, anything like
right.
that, and this man would have showed up there and embarrassed her.
Correct. And that's absolutely horrible.
Couldn't even imagine.
Well, I mean, I could imagine, you know, I've seen situations like that.
Yeah.
And that's when, unfortunately, she has to get up from the table and escort him away and have a quick conversation. And then she needs to go to the manager and say, do not let him back in this restaurant.
Right.
He is harassing me.
Right.
And then sit back down and try to
compose yourself
and continue and not make it look like you have personal things interfering with your business.
Right. Now, jumping over to the other events of the night, some people got unfriended pretty quickly.
Oh, yes.
We posted a picture.
I'm one of those people. And I don't know why, because I didn't even talk to this person.
So we're not going to name names and we won't dive into it, but I was
right,
a little...
because they don't listen to the podcast.
Right. That Joe noticed that she was unfriended. So then I went to the page to see if I was. Because typically, let's be honest, I'm normally the first one unfriended.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. And I was super excited. And I thought that our other girlfriend had been unfriended too. So I was like, I'm the only one who made the cut. I'm calling her. We're hanging out. I'm calling our old friend and hanging
mm-hmm.
out. The thing that drives me crazy about that is that...
You didn't get your thank you card?
No, but why not just call somebody or text them and say, hey, listen, whatever you just posted offended me. I've enjoyed our time together, but we're not friends. Or something like that.
Because
like,
would require having a backbone, and this person doesn't have one.
Right. It's just weird to me to just... And not that I haven't unfriended somebody before, but I make sure that they know why. Like, there's certain people that I'm very close with and might be related to that I don't have as friends on Facebook, because I think friends on Facebook are people that encourage and want to uplift you and they want to see your life and they care about your life.
Right.
And there's some people that just don't. And guess what? We can still be friends in real life and we can still be family in real life. We don't have to be social media friends. That's not the one done. Does that mean you guys aren't friends anymore in your mind?
We really weren't.
I know,
friends.
You weren't really friends.
We really weren't friends to begin with. So this person and I don't have this close relationship
Correct.
That I've spent the time you guys have with her.
So in general, if somebody did that to you, does that mean you're just not friends? Would you ask somebody, like, hey, why?
I've never had someone unfriend me that...
What about your old best friend that you were very close with? How are you guys
We
still...
had the conversation first.
You did, okay.
So we had the conversation first, and I'm the one that unfriended her.
Yeah.
When I did not get a response from this person 6 months later, I said, fuck it, and
right.
I unfriended her.
Right. Like, I was recently, sometime during the summer, unfriended by a close friend of 15 years, and... When I saw that, I called her. No, I texted her. I didn't call her. I texted her and said, hey, I noticed we weren't friends on social media. Does that mean we're not friends? And she had some response back that said, you know, no, we just haven't been talking to one another. And so I don't have people on my social media that I don't have in my life. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's fair.
Well, that's it then.
Okay.
So cool. But then went on to tell people that I didn't do that. That I stopped communicating with her. That I stopped interacting on her Facebook. That, which wasn't the case. I was still involved in checking on my God kids and all of that. That, so just be honest. Own what the, you made a fucking decision to unfriend me on Facebook.
Right.
Own that.
Yeah. Just say, I chose to unfriend her for whatever
right.
reason.
Right.
Honestly, I guess for me, who really gives a fuck? It's Facebook is not real life. It's not, you know what I
right.
mean? For me, it's like the real people are the people who you pick up the phone and you call and you text
right.
or, and you know what? I have friends that I don't talk to for a long time. Jen, for example, I don't talk to Jen very often,
mm-hmm.
right? But I still consider her a friend. I was getting ready to take my fucking hoops off and kick somebody's ass for her.
Right.
Right. So I know we're still friends.
Right.
And I don't need her to like a post on my Facebook to know that.
Right. Yeah. It's and it's weird to track all of that and to know exactly, I don't know, the unfriending of last night happened after, now Doe was...
After the she initiated it. And the and look, the only reason why I got unfriended was because I was tagged in the post.
I know. And then when they said, well, why didn't you two bitches get deleted? And the true Jen was like, she's probably scared of us. Which is true. She probably is.
I get her being scared of you, but scared of Jen?
Well, Jen's very direct when she has an issue, and she'll come to you and talk to you about it.
Right.
And they've had that relationship before, and I don't think that she wants to have that conversation. Not that she's scared of a confrontation, she's
mm-hmm.
scared of a conversation that she's not willing to have.
Gotcha.
Where you wouldn't follow up because, like you said, we weren't fucking
we're
friends
not
to begin
with. Yeah,
right.
I don't really care.
So whatever, that happened. And Doe was so funny when she said, so she posted a picture and then she said, like, these are the moments of
real family.
Real family. And then when I was like, well, hello. And she goes, well, I didn't tag the bitch. Like, that was an
yeah.
option. I was like, well.
Well, Jen posted it. Maybe it was an option.
It might have been. So, pretty funny. And then we ended the night on dropping Doreen
oh
off
my God,
at home.
That was so amazing.
Knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door.
Because she left her keys.
She left her keys. We hear her husband rattling.
Well, wait. Doreen was getting ready to walk around the back of the house in her heels. And mind you, Doreen falls all the time.
All the time.
She falls all the time. And it's not like a small fall. I think one of the last times she fell, she broke 3 ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she falls, she goes down hard.
Yeah.
I love you, Doe, because I know you're calling me a fucking bitch right now.
So we hear the rattling of the door, and so we know that he is opening the door, and he swings open the door. What did he say?
He said, this is what you get. And we all paused for a second, and then we all started laughing at the exact same
and
time.
Screaming.
And screaming. Because he was there, standing in the doorway,
holding a towel around his waist with soap in his hair,
nipples out,
and dripping wet. And we were just like, ah!
He had soap.
You were the fucking shower.
He had soap on his forehead.
Like, oh my God.
He had literally ran downstairs mid shower.
Yes.
With all of her friends standing at the door.
I loved how he was like, this is what you guys get, like it was a punishment.
Right?
When it really wasn't. We're like, this is fucking funny. And he's like, you fucking bitches.
Right. And I said he should have recorded it, but he's right. He was like, I had two hands.
Right.
One had to hold the towel and
one had
to open
the
door.
Yep.
You guys wouldn't have liked the punishment if I had to figure out
now
which one.
Now, that might have been a punishment.
Right. Very, very cool. I did love his comment at the end. So we were asking the questions that we, Tabby and I, talked about last episode.
Yes. I don't think that one's been released yet.
No. But
so,
it will be after this. But,
yep.
By the time this one airs. Is that we asked if kissing was a necessity during intercourse.
Yes.
And he said, well, yes, because every time I've ever had it, it's been meaningful. And every single one of us were like,
oh,
especially after the night that we had just had.
Yes.
To hear a good man
say something very sweet and loving.
That we were all like, all right, you win husband of the
year.
Like, that's it. That was... Because my husband would have said something inappropriate, even though he's...
So would have mine.
Yeah, like, they definitely would have said something inappropriate where it was so sweet and so true.
Yes.
Which is even better.
It is. And it's a good reminder that not all guys are douchebags.
True. Which we needed at that moment.
Yes.
So it was a fun way to end the evening. I'm going to jump over to, from holidays to Hallmark.
Oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, the Hallmark Channel had, this article is from US Today. Hallmark Channel, same-sex and controversy hits at a broader diversity issue. So I guess you told me about this. So tell me about the commercial and then I'll tell you about this article.
So I actually haven't seen the commercial. I just saw it floating around on Twitter. But from what I gathered is that Hallmark had a commercial with Zola, which is a wedding company, and they aired a commercial of two women kissing, and there was a lot of backlash over this, and everybody got really, really, really upset, saying that basically that kind of shit shouldn't be on TV, especially this channel. I had one person on my Facebook make a comment saying, it was the only good channel that was left, and now they're fucking ruining it by, you know, showing homosexuality and unchristian things. And I'm going, what in the hell? I'm like, you must be living in the dark ages, because I'm going, really? I mean, this is a big controversy now. I'm going, we have the right to get married. Why does this person feel they have the right to shame a couple who is expressing love?
Right. So this article says that the Hallmark was pressured by the conservative group 1 Million Moms. The network yanked the commercial from the wedding website Zola that portrayed a pair of brides kissing. So I went to 1 Million Moms website, and this is their about us. Moms, are you fed up with the filth many segments of our society, especially the entertainment media, are throwing at our children? Are you tired of the negative influence our children are forced to contend with? If so, we urge you to become a member of the 1millionmoms.com.
That was his toe.
Oh my God. Oh, you made our
dog
bark.
And that's shocking because he never barks.
I know.
Poor Ethan.
Stop interrupting our podcast.
Ethan just stubbed his toe.
Yeah, everyone. But he stubbed his fucking toe. He didn't lose a toe. Stop interrupting our podcast.
He looks so helpless.
Stop encouraging him.
I can't.
Let me know when you lose a toe.
Oh my gosh. As we're talking about 1 million moms.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be part of that supporting.
No, so well, this is a part of the filth.
So,
many segments of our society are throwing at our children.
Well, what exactly are they defining as filth?
Well,
obviously homosexuality.
Homosexuality. Like, how dare you?
Right.
And the fact that Hallmark pulled it.
Yes.
Immediately, which is what this article from US Today is about, is that
more than anything, it says a lot about Hallmark and the fact that they folded so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it made US Today go back and look at the diversity on the Hallmark Christmas channel. And the fact that
there's no diversity on a Hallmark channel. Have you ever watched those movies? It's the same fucking movie over and over and over and over again.
So much so that they have 4 holiday movies starring black actors this year.
Four. And do you know how many holiday movies they have?
I have no idea. 39.
30. Wow. Apparently, they're not as diverse as they say they are.
Right. And one of the movies includes where Scarlett Johansson picks a bachelor who is the only black person in town, because that's normal.
The only black person?
I thought, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, you could always find that one black friend. We're well beyond that.
Right.
So this hits more about the issue that Hallmark was willing to fold so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they truly lie. It is blonde-haired.
Blue-eyed.
Right. And the happy fucking endings.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with happy fucking endings, except for their happy endings fucking revolve around a woman falling in love with a man. Every single time. It's, she comes in, she's so sad, she's brokenhearted, and then she meets this guy who apparently is successful as a plumber. Like, have you ever noticed, they always make the businessmen, like, the shady exes, and then the countryman who's running a failing business but has money, supposedly, and he ends up being the one.
Right. Every single time.
Every time.
Yeah. Well, so Hillary Burton, who played on One Tree Hill, has starred in 3 of the Hallmark movies. And that when she was asked to be in a most recent movie, she said, "I insisted on an LGBTQ character, an interracial couple, and diverse casting. I was polite, direct, and professional. But after the execs gave their notes on the script and none of my requests were honored, I was told take it or leave it. So I left it."
Yeah.
The bigotry comes from the top, and the whole deal is at Hallmark. And that Hallmark has not responded to to her tweets and to elaborate on the diversity track of their network. But why do we all support it and still love it and watch it?
Because there's people out there. So look, here's the deal. If Hallmark wants to make their brand wholesome and segregated and just this one idea, right? They have that right to do, right?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Take out the word wholesome.
But that's why I was putting quotes around it.
They want to be a straight network and that's it.
Right, and that's what they want to portray.
Because BET is a black entertainment network, right?
Yes.
Right.
So they have that right to do it. And if they lose viewers because of it. Now, look, let me tell you what. I'm not going to go watch a Hallmark show. That's just not me. I don't like their movies. But I know other people who fucking love their movies and they're supporters of LGBTQ communities and, you know, that sort of thing. So Hallmark wants to be this way, that's great. They have that right. But don't pretend to be, do not pretend to be diverse when you're not.
Right. And I like what you said about they can choose not to agree with it. They can choose to only have advertising and movies that are this idea of perfection that they have or what the world should look like. And you have the right as a member a member of the LGBTQ community to still like it, right? Because we've talked about that several times. We can have different opinions, but I can still fuck with you. We can still be friends.
Yeah.
I can still like the movies, even though I don't like that I'm not represented in the movie.
Correct.
Not because I'm not seeing any color in the movie or anything like that.
And if I choose to be political because I do not like what they're doing, then I have that right to not give them my viewership, which will thus result in lower ratings and taking the money away from there. So if they don't like it, don't watch them.
Right. And I agree that there needs to be
there needs to be diversity, because there's people that younger children like you were that were raised by two moms that should see that reflected
in a positive light.
Yeah, in a movie.
Yes.
On a movie channel, because that is our reality now.
It is. It's very much a reality, and there is nothing wrong, and there's nothing shameful about it. You know, and here's...
To call it filthy, like, it filthy.
If you want to talk about... If you're going to say that two women kissing is filth, then watching a straight couple or a man and a woman who just fucking met make out on the side of the street is filth as well.
Yeah.
Because it's just two humans interacting, and they're interacting in a sexual manner. Whether
right.
they're straight or gay, it makes no difference.
Right.
So don't tell me a man and a woman kissing is this beautiful thing and two women is filth.
Right.
Because honestly, I probably want to watch the two women kiss more than I do the straight couple.
Right. Or that two white people is the norm, where you don't see an all black cast movie. You don't see an all Latino cast movie, whatever.
Right. And it's really sad that even in our media, you have to have, it's all on different channels.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't see, I don't think I know of one show where you have got everybody represented in that show. You've got the white family on one show, you got a black family on one show, you got the Hispanic family on one show, and you got the Asian family on the one show. But there's not one where all the characters are a melted family.
The only thing I can think of is The Walking Dead, because it literally took people from all different social classes.
Right.
And put them together.
Right. And it only took the apocalypse of the end of the fucking world to bring them together.
Yeah, but I honestly think out of all the shows I watch, it's the only one that has overall diversity. There was an Asian, there was
yeah.
a black man, there was a Mexican, there was a white guy, there was
yeah.
a rich white guy, there's a poor white guy. I mean, it's from every spectrum, whatever. Yeah, it's not represented at all.
It's not.
And I think it's harmful to what we've worked so hard to do, and that is the fact that it is legal and accepted to be gay and to be married,
mm-hmm.
and we have children that we need to protect and make sure that they don't think that their family life is wrong.
Correct, because it's not.
Right.
Right. And I can speak to that growing up as a child who has three mothers.
Right.
It's not wrong. I remember watching Ellen DeGeneres come out in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a profound moment for me, because even though I didn't know at that point I would be into women, but I was like, this is so cool, because she's like one of my moms.
Right.
There was a part of my family
on
TV. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I see more disgusting stuff happen with straight characters than you ever do with gay characters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of sex that they put on television now,
yes.
on a normal show, is way more filth
yes.
than two brides getting married.
Showing love, showing their commitment to each other. God forbid they be committed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're in love and they're happy. What's wrong with that?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Now, I said that I was going to throw myself on the cross and say that I feel like I'm all for everybody getting married.
Right.
All of that. But I don't like to see two men kissing.
Oh.
I think it's easier to see two women kissing than two men. And I don't know if it just comes from lack of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
We see women kiss all the time on TV now. It's
right.
not a big deal. Teenage girls are exploring on television shows. On Riverdale, there were gay high schoolers that were all lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
But for men, you don't see it as often on television or even in public.
Correct. And so that comes from argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, it's okay for girls to be lesbians, gay, but not the boys,
right?
Right? The double standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because just in general, the female body is more attractive
right.
than the male body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you double up on the women, it's like, oh, double
right.
the sexual, you know, oh, the attractiveness. And then, but when you have the men, you're kind of like, ugh. Because let's be really honest. I mean, do you, when you see a straight couple kissing, are you ever really focused on the guy?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Or it's, if you're focused on the guy, it's because he has proved that he is this great guy and you have found some emotional connection to that character, but not a sexual, initial sexual to him, right? So when you take the emotion out of it and there's no sexual attraction, when you see two guys that you are not sexually attracted to, you don't want to watch it.
Right.
But here's the other part they completely forget about as well. Nobody's putting two real butch women on screen
watching
them kiss. We're talking about two femmes, okay? Right. And that's all pretty and all, but that's not real either.
Right.
Because, yes, femmes date each other and butches date each other, but if you've ever walked into a gay bar, let's be fucking real here. Mostly, you're going to have a lot of more butchy women.
Right.
And nobody's watching that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, for me, it's honestly just from a lack of experience, lack of visually seeing it, because you don't see it on TV.
Right.
And it's probably, you know, based on your, what you're saying is that it's not the most, what the general public finds attractive. Like, it's easier to see two females that are attractive females.
Right. Two feminine females.
Right. Plus, I think females are, even if they were butchier, if I was watching it and there's more emotion, because women express emotion easier, that I could sit there and watch two females fall in love because I see the tenderness in it.
Right.
If I just, and I can see it just in my head. If I just saw these two women kissing at their wedding, I can imagine the tenderness in my head. I've never seen two men like that, so it's hard to see it.
But they can be just as tender because
right.
in a straight couple, the man to a woman can be just as tender and loving.
Right.
So why can't a guy be just as tender and loving to another man?
Right. And I think that they need to start hosting and recording and making more movies and commercials about gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that I'd be surprised if I'm the only person that feels like that.
You're not.
That we need to see it, because if you see it more, it becomes normal, right?
Correct.
It becomes, like, if I saw little midgets running around, maybe I wouldn't be so scared of them.
Maybe.
Let them out. If you got them in cages somewhere, let them out.
Oh, my
Free
God.
Them.
Oh, my God.
Free them. I won't be so scared.
That is so wrong.
Well, where are all the little people, Tabby?
I don't know where the little, apparently, maybe on the little people
At
show.
At the Brooklyn Zoo? Oh, my God.
Ethan, watch your mouth.
Wrong.
You literally just said midgets are in cages somewhere, and he says Jesus Christ, and you're telling him to watch his mouth? Someone needs to tell you to fucking watch your mouth.
I don't know where they all are. Where are they all?
They're out and about, I guess. I don't know. I don't see them on a daily basis. Bye, honey.
So, do you think they're rare? Does that mean they're becoming extinct, or do you think that they are all in, like, a common area somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know where
we
turn
very quickly, because now I'm curious.
Now we're talking about small people.
Yeah, small people or midgets or whatever we want to call. Are we not allowed to say midgets now?
I don't know.
I'm saying it.
They're midgets.
They're
small.
Yeah.
Well, no way. I think maybe there's a difference between a midget and a small person. I heard that somewhere one time.
I know that there's a difference between, like, a midget and a dwarf, and it to proportions.
Oh, right. Like, so if the,
I don't know what the difference is between a midget and an Oompa Loompa.
Wait, maybe an Oompa Loompa is a midget.
I don't know.
Wait, that's where they all. They're all on set.
Oh,
they're all
no.
in Hollywood.
They're all in Hershey, Pennsylvania, working at the fucking Charlie the Chocolate
Factory. Oh my God.
Do they have midgets working there? I hope so.
You
I
should email
their
Hershey.
Their unicorns are green or purple, whatever it was. From the
You're
game.
Sick.
I know. Anyways, I always wanted to have a pet midget when I was older.
They're humans.
You well,
can't
I know that now.
Now you know. That.
I know that now. Look, y'all fuckers want little tiny poodles. Why couldn't I just want a little tiny person?
Okay, I don't even have to explain.
Okay, send your complaints directly to me.
Please do.
Please
Tabby has nothing to do with this. Remember how she would not endorse the maternity pants? I do not endorse this shit.
You see how demanding that dog is?
I know he is.
In and out, in and out. So,
Yeah, I think
if we just saw it more, then it wouldn't be this elusive, it's not that it's not even abnormal. It's just that.
It's the unknown. Because
right.
you're not exposed to it and you don't understand it. And you're not going to go out and reach out to a different culture
mm-hmm.
to learn about it if you don't have to.
Right.
Because we stay in our bubbles.
Right.
I would say, and I am good with it being on TV and advertisements and everything, as long as it is all done in good taste.
Right.
And I can't, you know, look, I sorta like the Million Moms thing, but let's be real, there's a lot of filth on TV, even
well,
straight. And I don't agree with the LGBT part of what they're saying because they're fucking hypocrites.
Right.
But we really do need to bring back some clean TV. And that doesn't mean not gay and not diverse. But we need some clean TV where...
Maybe lack of violence, a lack of sex.
Right.
Somebody getting married and kissing is not filth.
No.
Right.
Let's talk about a family that has two black children that they adopted and they have one child of their own, right?
Right.
And let's talk about their struggles and let's talk about what the kids are going through.
Right. Or let's have a true reflection of what marriage really looks like. It's
yes.
not... the husband that makes all these funny jokes and the wife that's cooking dinner and has to roll her eyes and go, oh honey.
Right.
Like that's not
real.
Like real life to me was really like Married with Children. Fucking Al Bundy and
yes.
his pain in the ass.
Maybe
kids
not
and,
so trashy,
right.
but yes.
You know, and even Roseanne.
Dan
Barr.
I was
yeah.
just thinking about Roseanne. That was real
right.
life.
She got all crazy on Twitter, or I think Modern Family did a pretty good job of
a blended family,
right.
and that was very diverse.
Right.
And I mean, they didn't have anybody black in there,
right.
but they had the Latina, the gay couple, they had the straight couple,
mm-hmm.
and the gay couple adopted children.
And see, like, so that gay male couple
is a very, it's a pretty accurate
right.
representation.
And it showed because they were not just a side character, they were main characters. It showed their love and tenderness and caring for
yes.
each other. So I never got turned off by seeing them together. Same thing, like
right.
I do have gay male friends where I know them personally. So it, but if I'm just seeing it on TV at first and it's just these two where I don't see the softness and the intimacy of it where I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this.
Again, because we do not see gay men on
yeah.
TV very often, it is a foreign concept. So when you see it initially and all you're seeing is them kissing, you're like, ugh, because you have not developed an emotional connection to
right.
these characters.
Right.
So if you were to have seen more gay men on TV, very much like you've seen more lesbians
right.
on TV, when you see a commercial of the lesbians kissing, you're like, oh, okay, it's not so bad because you've been exposed
yeah,
to it.
You actually
last...
don't even think about it anymore.
Right, because
right?
you've
yeah.
been exposed to it for the last 15 years,
right.
slowly in little increments. You know, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing needs to be done with the gay men.
Right.
You
yeah,
need...
I think so too. They need to be out there just as much as the forefront of the LGBTQ community.
Correct.
As anything else. I think that that is a group within that own.
And again, I'm going to say this. It needs to be in a wholesome manner.
Yeah,
I do
don't
not
make
want,
it about sex.
Don't make it about sex.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the fucking fairies.
Yeah.
All covered in glitter and thongs and like, woo, look at me. Hey, girl.
Right.
No, that's not the representation.
Right.
Because that is not all gay men.
No, right, right. I think it's a class within those letters that are not represented as much as they should be.
Correct.
And I agree with you about what you said about the 1 million moms. I agree with their intent of, we can clean some of this up. It does not need to be in our, not, and I'm not talking about sexuality. I'm talking about
sex.
I'm talking about the violence, the words that they're saying.
Yes.
That it doesn't need to be on television all the time.
Right. I was watching, and this was a couple years ago, I think it was iCarly, because
mm-hmm.
Lily was watching it. And I watched the way the boy was treating the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily was sitting there and she was watching it and observing and taking this in. And I turned it off. And I sat her down. I said, let me tell you what. If a boy ever told me, whoa.
Oh, my my God, this is a shit show.
Oh my, just like last night.
I know.
Sorry for the interruption, guys. Link decided to chase the pussy around the kitchen.
Yeah, for real. Where is that? I don't even know why we have a fucking cat in our house. We don't own a cat.
There's a black cat in your house.
I don't know where he went.
Well, it hid.
Don't be an asshole.
All
right, keep talking. I'm listening.
Where was I?
iCarly.
Oh, so I had to turn iCarly off because the boy was treating this girl like shit. And this was in middle high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I had to sit Lily down and I'm going, look, I want you to understand that this is not the way that a boy should interact with a girl.
Right.
This is not acceptable behavior. And if a guy treats you this way, the reaction is not to send him a fucking pizza and
right.
to stalk him and to be like, and more and more and more. I'm going, that's not how to behave. And I said, I want you to understand this TV is wrong. So
right.
you should have self-respect for you so you don't end up, I didn't tell her this part, but so she doesn't end up like the girl last night.
Yeah.
Because we're not teaching our women self-respect.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. Well, so Hallmark has put the commercial back up.
Right.
I don't know if we're supposed to pat them on the back about
no.
that, especially now knowing their lack of diversity within their own programming. But whatever. It's a great conversation to have
mm-hmm.
and to bring up conversations and start talking about it. I like how you said that they, if they want to have this channel that is this channel, then fine, just stick by it. Like Chick-fil-A did about whatever big controversy they
yeah,
had,
right?
Right,
because, so Chick-fil-A's corporate headquarters, because the family is religious,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is why they're closed on Sundays.
Right.
Okay? They do not believe and endorse LGBT community.
Right.
Okay? Everyone's all up in arms. They're so upset about it. But you have to remember, they employ gays.
Mm-hmm.
They do not discriminate. They pay their employees the best salaries per fast food industry. They get the better time off. They get the better benefits. And what a lot of people don't know is the Chick-fil-A donates so much money to the group homes to help the children that are being abused and have nowhere to go to help them get adopted. They have Chick-fil-A houses.
Right.
So, yes, they may be a Christian organization and they may not agree with it. They're not saying you can't be gay. We don't hire gays. We don't serve gays, right? They're not doing that. What they're saying is we don't personally believe in it. But at the same time, we're going out here and we're trying to help our community. Like, they're getting their hands dirty. They're not just throwing
right.
money at it. At what point does one outweigh the other, right?
Right.
I mean, the children need help. And hey, guess what? The kids that they're helping are gay kids, too.
And it goes to the fact that you can disagree with them, but still eat their food if you choose to.
Exactly.
It doesn't make you a hypocrite. It doesn't make you a bad person. It is what it is.
Right.
I have on here why we haven't talked about the impeachment issue. And so I just wanted to put it out there that the reason we haven't talked about it is why. Do you remember what we said yesterday?
That we shouldn't talk about politics?
No, we can definitely talk about politics. But that we just felt like it's gone back and forth where
right.
people just tune it out.
Correct. Yes. Okay, that's what we were talking about. So
you know,
it's basically, you know, in my personal opinion, it's turned into a shit show. Everybody has lost their damn minds. It has become a Hispanic soap opera, and no one's paying attention because they don't understand the language.
Right. I think it's, there's so much on each side that it really would take research.
Lots
of
research.
To find out the truth.
Yes.
And I don't care enough.
So if you've not been following politics for the last 2 years, you're not going to know what the hell
right.
is going on. My husband follows it.
Right.
And he tells me, and I still only know a fraction of
right.
what the hell is going on. So that's pretty much why we don't talk about it.
Right. And I think that as political issues come up that we can really dive into, that we will.
Right.
But the impeachment process has been going on, or hearings, for the last couple months. And we're just not talking about it because we don't want to.
Right.
And we don't want to bore you guys about it. If you want to go see it, go check out Fox News or NBC or something else. You'll find 17 different fucking versions of the same day.
You want to know where I'm going to tell everybody to go? Go to One American News. It is, now it is a little conservative, but let me tell you what, it is not like Fox and it's not like CNN where you only get one side of the story. They really just report the facts.
The only way to just get the facts is to carry your ass to Washington and sit in there and then one of our listeners come back and tell us what happened. That's the only truth I'm going to believe.
Really?
Because every single news article has an agenda behind it. If One American is conservative, there's going to be a thread that they're following where, not that they're not telling the truth, but they're going to piece.
I can tell you, I have heard them say good things and bad things about Trump. I'm being very honest with you. Out of all the news organizations, they have been the most honest. They have told it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no political play. I don't believe George Soros has got his hooks in them yet.
Yeah. Well, go check it out if you guys want to. It impeachment process, we're not going to talk about. We'll see if there's an outcome that's worth talking about.
Maybe.
But who knows? So I have on here that we put our head in the sand, and that's what we're doing. We finally, there are more important things to talk about. Like, here, I have things that haven't improved. So I realized...
Haven't improved?
Yeah, you remember last week we talked about fitted sheets?
Yes.
And how nobody can figure out how to fold them?
Correct.
And so that made me think of, why haven't they come up with an invention that folds these fucking sheets? So we don't all have to be embarrassed when somebody goes to our linen closet and they're all balled up in the top, right?
Right.
So then I was thinking on the couch the other day, I was like, what other things haven't improved?
Okay.
So this is this week's issue of things that haven't improved. In 1950, the remote was invented.
Yes.
Now it had a fucking wire attached to the TV. Not such a bad idea because you wouldn't lose the remote as much as we do in this house.
Maybe we need to bring the wire back.
Yeah, 1955, they changed it to a wireless remote.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, it has not improved. This is my issue with the remote.
Okay.
The rubber fucking buttons.
What's wrong with the rubber buttons?
Do you know how fucking filthy those are?
Oh, yeah.
Those buttons that fall into your couch, it's now in the debris and trail mix that is underneath your sofa. In your cushions, that then sticks in those little fucking slots on the remote.
On the sides.
Yes, that we're all touching and moving around, that they use in hotel rooms. So then every fucking finger is in those little, that's the grossest part to me, is the slits on the side, right? Mm-hmm. Why haven't they improved it to a sleek version similar to our cell phones that can be wiped off? Now, my husband said they have. But those type of remotes are super expensive.
Right, because it's can break easily.
Right, but this is my question. If the remote was invented in 1955, just like fucking TVs were, right, that now we can buy a 70-inch TV for less than $1,000, why can't I buy a fucking remote that isn't carrying herpes simplex A, B, and C?
Because there's not a demand for it.
There is a demand and
really?
A need.
Really?
Do you know how many people probably get sick from fucking hotel remotes?
How often do you clean your remote? Have you ever cleaned
your... No, that's what I'm saying. It's disgusting.
So you've never cleaned your rubber buttons remote. What makes you think you're going to clean the sleek one?
Well, I definitely will because you'll see it.
Have you ever cleaned your phone?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, because my makeup gets on it, so I'm constantly...
Okay, that's not cleaning it. Have you ever taken an alcohol wipe... that and fucking cleaned your phone?
No, but I take a shower with me.
Okay, I'm not even going to tell you how stupid that sounds.
Taking the shower with me.
What are you going to do? Scrub it down with your body wash?
It's basically a bath.
No, it's not.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, why hasn't the remote improved?
Because nobody cares.
It is an issue. And there's certain things, like, look, the straws weren't, nobody fucking cared. They weren't an issue, but now we have metal straws.
The liberals lost their fucking minds.
There are things in this world that have improved. Our laptops are fucking great. Our laptops are almost obsolete because now we all have these fancy phones. there are simple things in our lives that could improve our quality of life that people need to get on. We need inventors.
Why don't you invent it? So
I'm not smart enough for that.
Oh, come on. We could invent something for the fitted sheet, like, because when you said it the other day, you know those little boards that you put your shirt on that folds
that
your shirt?
Yes, stores.
Yeah. Well, you can buy those. You know that, right?
Yeah, so, but I'm not buying that.
Well, no, you don't fold your clothes.
Yeah.
So, but you could buy one, make one of those for the fitted sheets.
Exactly. And then you can make a remote that isn't a cesspool, that doesn't cost hundreds of it just needs to come with a TV. Our TVs are literally this thin now, right?
Dave, I hate my house.
It's a fucking shit show
today.
Around here.
It really is.
I've never heard him bark so much. Oh, there you go.
You know why?
Because
I don't know where the cat is. So I messaged my husband and son and said, somebody come get this cat out of our house. Link just went after her.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. There's Maris.
Everybody, Maris.
Yeah, just invent a remote.
Okay. What else do you have on your list? Because that's just some craziness.
Oh, no. This is now a segment of things that I'm going to think about.
Are you
going to
rant?
What
did you do?
No, I just things that I'm going to think about at night.
Oh,
that I'm like,
okay.
Oh, that could be improved.
Okay.
I'm going to come up with it. And you guys are going to be, when you actually think about it,
kill these people. This is my life.
This is Sabrina's
life. Let's go ahead and open a bottle of medicine and shake it around.
Really loud. Shake
right.
it. Okay, Ethan, shake it louder. Come on. You can be louder.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Aren't they feeling spicy?
Here's the next thing I have on here. Did you see the fish that all came ashore in California?
No.
Is the ones that look like dicks?
Why are you standing there like a creeper?
It did not happen. He asked if the impeachment happened.
Oh.
No, the hearings are still going.
No, it happened.
Oh, that's you.
Wait.
He's been impeached? It said that he's impeached and then the... whatever his name is, has to take him off the thing.
He's not been impeached.
That's what it said on Snapchat, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no, has it happened?
No, it hasn't, because they haven't gone to the Senate yet.
But that's what they're about to do, but he's...
Right,
like,
so he's not been impeached.
Yeah, he hasn't been taken out of office, but it said he's been impeached.
So they had
impeachment still doesn't mean that he's out of office.
Right,
yeah.
So they've had a result, and then... it's going
right.
to the next step.
So,
they're done with all these hearings?
No, they're not. So they had the House hearings, and the House has decided to go for impeachment. Now they have to have a trial in the Senate, and then the Senate is going to decide whether or not they have a trial to actually impeach him. If the Senate doesn't vote to impeach him, he doesn't get impeached.
See, this is why we said
we
want to talk
about it.
But
he's on Twitter about it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
of course
mad.
He is.
Yeah.
He's so mad.
Right, Mom, I love
it. All right, bye. Love you guys too. Thanks for taking the cat out of the house. Bye, Maris.
Bye.
This is my life. I don't know. Edit it out. Keep it in.
I don't think I can edit that out. That's just too much.
I don't know.
We apologize. Guys, this is going to be a fun episode. Welcome to the new year.
This is literally my life.
Oh, I know. This morning, waking up in your house was... okay, so you guys can understand. My house is literally just me and Dion, and it's quiet. And
my house never is. I mean, it's noon in the middle of the fucking day.
And you've got people running in and out, but this morning, an alarm clock goes off. And no, it's not an annoying beeping sound, thank God. But your daughter, Lorelai, has music fucking blaring.
Full volume.
And she's sleeping through it. Seven fucking songs played. I wasn't getting up. And then she still didn't get up until Nate got her up. It didn't even work. So I don't know why she has an alarm clock. Why doesn't Nate just have a fucking alarm clock to wake her up? I'm like, the whole fucking house is hearing this music. And I'm like, shut it up. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, and I'm trying to sleep through the music, but then I find myself fucking singing along.
That really is. So she sets an alarm to some song at 6:30 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a late night last night.
She did.
She slept through, apparently. I didn't even hear the music. I slept like a baby.
Oh.
I didn't wake up until she was already dressed. But Nate does set an alarm too, but he sleeps through it. So I have to wake Nate up based on his alarm because it annoys me. But this morning I slept through both of them.
My goodness.
But Tabby got to hear how, I mean, that's how our day starts. At 6:30 in the morning.
Crazy.
It's music blaring.
Blaring. It's like, whoa, fucking house is awake.
Right.
Sometimes nobody's waking up.
Sometimes it's Journey. I mean, you never know. Sometimes it's Bruno Mars. She picks the song every night.
So how does it feel when you spend the night at my house and like, nobody's waking you up. There's no loud noises. Like Dion and I get up before everybody else and we just make coffee and keep it quiet.
That's why I love like Saturday or Sunday mornings when I wake up first.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are asleep. I'll come out here. I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll sit out back. It's so quiet.
Right.
The moment. But I'm also guilty of noise pollution because I like music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be playing music from my iPhone or a podcast from my iPhone while I'm sitting out there quietly on my own. But the moment this fucking house wakes up,
oh,
the dogs are going fucking crazy. The kids are going crazy. My husband's going crazy. I feed into it. I'm going crazy. We are loud people.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes,
you
yes,
know
yeah.
what I loved about Amaris the other night? We all had dinner at Doe's house the other night.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about this made-up scenario we were in. And little Queso looks at us and he was like, why are we talking about something that's not even going to happen? Like, why are we having this in-depth conversation? And Amaris said to him, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the boys later on and I said, did you notice she said this is what
we do,
not they do. And that made me very happy that she's a part of our family and
right.
that she recognizes that this is, and I wonder how long it took her to realize like, all right, this is what these fuckers do. I'm in. Let's have these
weird
conversations.
You're getting a little teary eyed.
I know. Well, it's sweet. I'm very thankful that my son picked somebody that I like.
Right.
Because if I'm going to have to deal with somebody, it makes me feel really good.
Right.
That he picked such a lovely girl and that she is a lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck over my son, that's a different story.
Well, yeah.
But same thing goes for her, right? Like, I'm very protective of her now. Like,
right.
You don't fuck with my friends or family, and I really like her. So I thought that was super cute. All right,
yeah.
Back to the penis fish. So you saw hundreds of fish?
No, I didn't see it. I was just taking a guess.
You didn't see the penis fish?
No, I did not see penis fish.
I think this is probably the scariest thing about the ocean is the amount of stuff under the water.
That we don't know about.
That we don't know about. And that hundreds of fish washed up ashore. This is what they look like.
Oh my God, it looks like a cock. Straight up. Look at this, people. Can you see that?
Yes.
The glare's a little bad. There.
Oh,
look
there
at
it is.
There it is.
That definitely
that
looks like ball and cock.
Is a cock. In somebody's hand, not attached to a human.
Right. I didn't even bother looking up the real name to these fish. Now, this one says thousands of penis fish washed ashore. Disgusting.
That's gross.
Disgusting. Do you think people eat it? It's kind of like a sea urchin. Looks like a sea penis. Do you think
a sea urchin?
Yeah. Or what are the? Have you ever watched Survivor where they eat? Oh, a sea cucumber.
Okay.
They look like penises. You cut into them. They're really slimy and weird.
I've never eaten one of those.
I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't
no.
eat it. It's disgusting.
Well, not because of how it looks, just because I've never had it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm willing to try anything once, but I don't think I could do that.
Chivica.
I mean, if they cut it up and it didn't look like the penis and they cooked it, maybe.
So,
it might taste good, but...
So it says the penis fish is actually a marine spoonworm. While some diners might slurp down a slice, most eat this dwelling worm because they like the taste. Normally consumed raw, it's chewy, salty, and surprisingly sweet.
Oh.
I feel like that's a way a man might have described his penis, trying to
encourage
somebody
actually taste
to
it.
Swallow.
Yeah.
Gross.
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that makes me think of how I told Dion with the V&S
oh, yeah.
deli, the sub, if it tasted like that.
Right.
I'd totally slurp that up. But then last night, what did you say to me? You remember what you said to me? I said, I didn't even notice the guy we were at dinner talking about Venus.
Oh, I said, you're such a lesbian.
Yes.
How could you not notice a deli full of hot men?
I didn't. All I was there for was the food. I'm like, man, come on, let's go eat. That was it. And you're like, you didn't notice all the guys? I'm like, yeah, they're fucking guys.
Yeah,
like, I don't give a shit.
And I said, you're such a lesbian, Tabby.
I was like, yeah, well.
That was awesome, though. So funny. Yeah, I notice.
I didn't even notice. Didn't pay any attention.
I notice all men, I think.
I guess because I always go in there with Dion. I'm not paying attention. I mean, I'm like, I am zoned in to get my food, to get my sub. That is it.
I don't know. I think I pay attention to my surroundings all the time, though. Like, I'll notice what people are wearing. Like, did you notice anybody sitting around us at dinner last night?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I pay attention. Like, there was a group of ladies to our left, kind of behind us,
mm-hmm.
that look like us, but 30 years later.
Older. And they had, there was that group. And then after that, there was that lady with that gold, shiny sweatshirt
mm-hmm.
on.
No, I think that I like to pay attention to everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked into a deli of hot men, of hot meat.
That you got mad at me because I didn't prepare you
for. Yeah, I gotta be prepared, man. I had dick on the brain.
But I didn't even know. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I didn't notice. I'm like,
right.
It's just a fucking Italian deli.
Yeah, Dirt. I noticed. Doe noticed.
Did she?
Yeah. Natalie said she noticed. That's why when you were like, I didn't even notice.
I was like,
you're a lesbian. You're definitely the lesbian. Oh, that's a question. Do you still consider yourself a lesbian?
No, I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm married to a man. Can't claim total lesbian anymore.
Mm-hmm. So then bisexual is both, either way.
Yes. So the way that I look at it is, if anything were to happen to me and Dion, God
mm-hmm.
forbid, you know, knock on wood, that when I return to the dating world, women would not be excluded from the calculations.
Right. That you could go either way.
Correct. Because for me, it's based on the person.
Who do you think's better in relationships, men or women?
My experience, honestly, right at this point, is that men are better
mm-hmm.
at the relationships because that's such a hard question. It really, truly is because Dion's really great, but Dion's also 12 years older than me.
Right.
Okay, so he has the maturity,
mm-hmm.
but with a more mature man. But when I was with women, I was in my 20s, and you've got two immature girls, and
right.
the hormones, and the bullshit, and the drama, and the rah-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've, even when I was with an older woman in my 20s, I still had that bullshit.
Right.
So my perception at this moment is that men are better. There's less drama.
Right. And it's kind of an unfair question because you are happily married.
I am very
so
happily married.
So it would be different. It's like you asking me, well, what was a better relationship? Me and Nate and I, or me and Boner or Chris, whatever his real name was.
Right.
That, of course, my answer is going to be
Nate
for my marriage. Right.
Right.
I mean, there were pluses and minuses in both, but overall, I'm a happily married woman,
right.
and this is the best relationship. So it's an unfair question. I always do wonder, though, because in the gay community, you
mm-hmm.
can get married for so long that I think fidelity is an issue in homosexual relationships or whatever it's called, that because they couldn't get married for so long that they had a pattern of cheating.
So I can tell you that for me personally, okay, I've never cheated
mm-hmm.
day in my life, even when I was with women. Do not cheat. You're in a monogamous relationship. That's it. That's the way it is. There's a lot of cheating going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at the same time, there's a lot of cheating going on in the straight community as
well.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
So the amount of cheating is very fair on both sides.
Right.
It really has nothing to do with the inability to marry
mm-hmm.
because less like your sister has been with her wife for 14 years and they've been
right.
married 6 years. So they were committed and faithful to each other for 14 years without a marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just a piece of paper. When lesbians get married, in my experience, is that you're together. You end up getting a house or an apartment together. You get a pet or an animal, you know. That's the starting point, right? That's the child,
right? Okay.
Especially the younger lesbians. That's kind of how you do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then if you're still managing through that and doing good, then, you know, you
you guys want to have children, you add children into it. There was no need for a marriage certificate. Mm-hmm. That's just logistics and legality.
Right.
That's nothing to do with the relationship. I have aunts in my family that have been together 30 plus years and they're still not married. They don't want to get married. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't need to get married. We are married. We have the relationship. This is what we want. And we're happy being who we are.
Right.
We don't have to express and proclaim our love
mm-hmm.
to the world because we've already done it over the past 30 years to all our friends and family.
Right.
You know, they are out.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said, I don't want the government in my fucking business either.
Right, right.
I personally don't agree with marriages for gays or straight because the government has no business. It's just the craziest fucking thing to me. Why do I have to pay the government for you to tell me I'm allowed to marry this person so I can get a tax benefit
mm-hmm.
and there's legal benefits to it? That's bullshit. Government has no business in my fucking bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
For straight marriages or gay marriages.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another way for the government to take money from you.
So then what would you like to see happen? Is that there's no...
I would like to see marriage... It's a very complicated thing because there are benefits to being married. You got the tax breaks.
Right.
You have the, this is my husband. I have legal
mm-hmm.
rights.
Rights when medical rights.
Medical rights.
Death benefits.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can get all those things without being married. Power
mm-hmm.
of attorneys and
mm-hmm.
all of that sort of stuff. But why do I have to pay to get married? And then
right.
why do I have to pay them again to get divorced and even more money?
Right, yeah. I was just thinking, it's not off topic, but that I still have so much to learn about. You know, people assume, and I'm one that does it, and my own unconscious bias or assumptions based on other people, that's what I look forward to continue from learning from you, right? Because I just assumed... I assume all kinds of things. And I think the rest of the world does too, right? And so,
right. Well, they assume things because they don't know, one.
Mm-hmm.
And then what little they do know, they see a stereotype on TV. And it's not
right.
even a correct stereotype.
Right.
You're misinformed. And not by any fault. You're just misinformed.
Right. And I think that it's so interesting. Like, I always tell you that your background and your story is so unique. And different. And I have a close feeling to it because you are my nieces, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you were raised by two moms. My nieces
right.
are too. To see that, I think people think that maybe it's different. And it's not, right? It's
no,
still...
right. It's, and we'll dive into this deeper
yeah.
another time. But it's all perception.
Right.
So for me, growing up in the gay community is... just as normal as for you growing up in the straight community.
Right.
It's your culture. It's your surrounding.
Right.
There's nothing different. So if I was to talk to my Hispanic friend,
mm-hmm.
her culture where they take a nap in the middle of the day, but they stay up late and they have these certain family gatherings and the mother taking the slipper off to spank the child, that
right.
is very normal. Where in my family... exactly. So, like, in my family, that's not normal, but for her, it is. And it's very similar along those paths. So that's why I don't think...
Hold on, time out. I think I totally just said the wrong word, by the way.
I'm sure you
so
did.
I don't only just do it in English, but I do
no,
it in Spanish, too. I think it's chancla, that you're going to get hit with a slipper.
I don't know.
I could be all fucking wrong.
Ooh,
Let
boy.
Me know if anybody knows Spanish. So I have no excuse about not knowing the English language. I
right.
don't know the fucking Spanish language either.
Well, good job.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
So for me, like your niece's scenario, which they grow up, it's normal. That's why I don't feel like my story is unique.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is why, like, you're like, oh, we got to talk about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
No, but it is unique. And I think, like I said, everybody has these perceived thoughts
mm-hmm.
of what it might be. The reason why I am so offended by this 1 million moms comment is that the word filthy,
right.
when I know the love that two women can share, two men can share, And the fact that it hits home for me that my nieces would have to hear that. That
correct.
My sister would have to
hear
that.
Yes.
Angers me.
Yes.
And it's upsetting. And so I think that there's a lot for all of us to learn, including myself.
Right. And it is very upsetting. And I mean, that's something when you live in the gay culture, that's part of it, and
right.
learning how to deal with it and how to maneuver the paths.
Right.
It's part of, like I said, we'll go into that like.
Yeah, for sure.
Episode.
And I think, you know, that obviously my goals every year for myself is to learn and expand myself more and
mm-hmm.
open my eyes to things. And,
right.
and that's something that I need to work on myself when it comes to men and making assumptions about people just in general.
Like the midgets, they're not in a fucking cage somewhere.
They're somewhere. They're somewhere. So, okay, hold on. Okay, Google, what does zapatos mean?
They said Italian.
It's not even Spanish.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was horrible.
I'm so dumb. All right, well, we're going to finish it there then.
Yes, we are. On she's speaking three languages incorrectly.
Hey, I'm... bilingual.
No, you're not.
Trilingual, motherfucker.
You're trying a lingual. That's what
yeah,
you're
I'm trying.
At least you're not a cunnilingualist.
Oh, yeah. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Don't sign me up for that.
That's all right. I got you covered.
Yeah. All right.
Well, no, I don't have you covered.
All right. This is getting uncomfortable. I'm being sexually harassed now.
Well, you can only sue me civilly. You can't
yeah,
take
right.
me to court.
That's true.
Wait.
Don't touch
you.
Don't touch me. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. This is our last episode for the year.
It is.
So, arrivederci 2019.
Is that correct? Are you sure?
I don't know. Hasta mañana 2019.
Peace out, bitches.
All right. That's it. Send your rants, complaints. If it's personally about the midgets, don't fucking send it to me. I don't care. Not a safe space podcast at gmail.com.
Yep. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And we are also on TikTok, guys. Come and see the videos. We should make one today.
Okay,
cool.
Can we dance?
Yes.
All right, let's bust a move.
Woo, woo.
All right.
Great.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.